gets a mum kavua, then you poide it. If it gets a mum oiver means it's going to heal by itself. If it can heal with surgery, but without surgery it can't heal, that's a mum kavua. That's a Tosfos and Bchoris. But if it has a mum kavua, then you can be poide, it's yotze l'chulin. It's not really yotze l'chulin. Whenever something gets kedushas aguf like paka, the kedusha is never paka. It's a pidyon hamatir. If you magdish something and only has kedushas damim, let's say I set aside $1,000 to buy a korban, so the money that I set aside has kedushas damim lamizbeach. You set aside money for berakah bayis, so berakah bayis is only kedushas damim. So when you pay to something that has kedusha damim, only the value of it has kedusha. The guf hadover doesn't have kedusha. So when you pay there and you give the value instead, it's yotze l'chul and legamrei. But if you magde something kedusha haguf lamizbeach, kedusha haguf like paka, the kedusha is never paka. It's a different din opinion. It's a pinyon hamatir. You're permitted to shecht it chutz lebeis hamigdosh. And a tomei is permitted to eat it. The pasuk says hatomei v'hato yachta v'chlenek hatzvi v'chayol. Even a tomei is not allowed to eat kotchim, and this retains the status of kedusha. Mentioned, the Mishnah says it's oisa tmura. If you say arezu tachazu, it's oisa tmura. Even though you're ready with yotzit, even though you were ready with poidit, then it was yotzit l'chulin. Still, the Mishnah says that it's oisa tmura. So you see, it retains the kedusha. So that's called psula hamakdoshim. So what is the din of psula hamakdoshim? So the Gemara mentions the din a few times over here, that a bor is patram psula hamakdoshim. Means if nafal shamash yiftach yishbar ki yechu yishbar v'lo yichasen if nafal shamash arach amor and the shore dies, so it says kesev yashu lebala v'hamesi hi alo. So the Gemara has a drasha hamesi alo misha hamesh alo. If it's a shor psula hamikdashim, the din is tizbach v'achalta basar. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. That parsha is talking about psula hamikdashim shuhumimu v'nifdu, and it says tizbach v'achalta basar. So the Torah Shemalpeh has a drush on each one of the three words tizbach v'loi. Let's see, tizbach v'lo what? I forgot already. V'achalta v'lo l'klavecha and basar v'loi cholov. You can't drink the milk. Tizbach v'lo giza. That giza is asr. The Gemara quote, there's a pasuk in Chumash. Lo sabe bebechor sharecha balasogas bechor tzanecha. A bechor is kachim kalim. So it says, even kachim kalim, lo sabe, there's an isa giza bavoda. Lo sabe bebechor sharecha balasogas bechor tzanecha. Sometimes you'll be in violation of me'ila. If I take an animal that's hegdish and I'll be mishtamish with it, so that's mila. There are two kinds of mila. There's mila. We spoke about it last week. There's mila paitza, mila pano. So mila paitza, let's say I thought it was my animal and I gave it as a gift to somebody else. It turns out that it was hektish. So I gave it to someone else. So that's mila. That's mila paitza. It might be mishus. Or I thought that it belongs to you and I'm stealing it. Then it turns out that it was hegdish and I stole it for myself. I thought that it was mine. I give it to Matana and it comes out that it's hegdish. So that's Mila Faitso. Then there's Mila Faino. Two different dinim of Mila. Mishnah is like that in the middle of Mila. There's Mila Faino. So the din of Mila, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikra. Din of Mila only applies to Kachi Kachi. It doesn't apply. There's no Mila but Kachi Mkalim. What does it mean, there's no me'ila? What does it mean, there's no me'ila? So, the Rashbo in Kiddushin has a machleg zarishayim. Means that the Mishnah says in Masechus me'ila, if you have kachim kalim, loy nehanim, loy ma'alim. You're not allowed to get hanoah from it. But if you did get hanoah, the penalty of me'ila doesn't apply. When a person is ma'al, because you kachim, he has to give kerem v'chaymish and bring asham me'ila, so kapar. So if he's nene, if he gets hanoah from either milav hanoah, milav haitzor, if he gets hanoah, let's say, from kachim kalim, he doesn't have to give kerem v'chaymesh, and he doesn't have to bring asham me'ilos. But in addition to the penalty of me'ilo, kerem v'chaymesh v'asham me'ilos, there's also a lav of me'ilo, an isa me'ilo. So the Mishnah says that kachim kalim lo'in enim, you're not allowed to get hanoah, below Molin. But if he did get on the penalty of Mila doesn't apply. That din loinanim is that a nisa deraisa or is that a nisa derabon? So the Rashban Kiddushin on the sugya nun hey nun vav. The Gemara talks about Mila, where the Tosis has a whole chiddush. There are two types of Mila: Mila v'ano, Mila v'itzo. Tosis proves it from the Gemara. So the Rashba has a machlokes harishayim, where the loinanim is a big machlokes in many different places. And the tshuva is Torah's Chesed. Torah's Chesed is a tshuva sefer that was written by the rabbi from Lublin who retired to Yerushalayim. The style used to be in the 1800s when the rabbanan from Europe would retire, they would move, many of them would move to Yerushalayim, and it was full of Meir HaRuah. They would all join the badats of the Eid HaCharedis. Because they weren't Sfardim. There was most of Eretz was Sfardim. And then they had the Badats was the for the Ashkenazim. So he was in the end of his life, he was in the Badats. So he has a whole tshuva about this. He has two volumes, Torah's Chesed, Chelek Arachayim and Chelek Ebenezer. So in Chelek Arachayim has a long arichas about the Tekeh B'Shoifa Shaloilo. That there's only Me'ila B'Kotchim Kotchim is not Me'ila B'Kotchim Kalim, and it's not B'Kotchim Kalim is not Yotze L'Chulin. When you're Mo'il B'Kotchim Kotchim, it's Yotze L'Chulin. That's one of the dinim of Me'ila. When you're Mo'il B'Kotchim Kalim, it's not dinim Me'ila, so that's not Yotze L'Chulin. So he has this long arichas. He documents for many Rishonim, not just the Rashban Kiddushin. He documents many Rishonim are involved in this machlokes. When the Mishnah says in Me'ila B'Kotchim Kalim, Loinanim V'Loi Ma'alim, is the Loinanim only Midirabbanan or is Anisa Derais? Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim said that it's inconceivable that there should be only an Issa Derabon, and certainly an Issa Derais. Inconceivable, but half of the Rishonim hold like that, that the whole Issa is only Midirabon. But even though even if one says that the Issa Me'ila, because Shem Kalim is only Midirabon, but you have a Pasuk, L'Sava B'V'chor Sherech V'L'Sogas B'chor Tzerech, Gizma Avoida is Asa. Avoida is Asa, to do Avoida. Avoida is not always going to be the same as Me'ila. Mila means either hoitzoa or hano, if I get hano. Avoida, I can make the korban work, but I don't gain any hano out of it. So there's an isa me'ila, lechud, that may or may not be deraisa by kochim kalim, but avoida, giz of avoida, that's an isa deraisa. So the Gemara says, beferish, that the isa giz of avoida is an isa deraisa, even in kochim kalim, the pasuk goes bechor, even after pidyon, even after you paid it, it still has an isa giz of avoida, and you like it. It's not a chatzis shir of this. And the Gemara says in Kedushin, the first part of Kedushin, that Yeloika and Giz of Avoida. So you see that it retains the Kedusha even after you pay it. It's a different din of Pidyon. It's not a Pidyon Hamafkir Kedusha, it's a Pidyon Hamatir. Two different types of Pidyon. The Mishnah Me'ila says, whenever someone is Mo'el Behegdish, so the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulim. If it's a Kotchi Kotchim, it's Kotchim Kalim, it's not Yotze L'chulim. It's Kotchi Kotchim, it's Yotze L'chulim. So the Gemara explains in Me'ila, it's only Yotze L'chulim if the type of the Hegdish is such that it lends itself to Pidyon, then it's Yotze L'chulim. So let's say it only has Kedusha's Damim, the Berek Abayi, so as Kedusha's Damim Lamizbeach. So that lends itself to Pidyon. So then, since it lends itself to Pidyon, so it also is Yotze L'chul and Ayidei Me'ilu. That's how the Gemara has the klal. What if it's a Kotchi Kotchim, what if it's a Kedusha's Aguf? What if it's a Kedusha's Aguf Lamizbeach, and it got a Mum Kavua, and it lends itself to Pidyon? But that's a different kind of Pidyon. That's a Pidyon Hamata. That's not a Pidyon Hamatkei Kedusha. It's a different kind of Pidyon. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, a korban shehumam, and it's adayin lo nifta, but it lends itself to pidyon, but it doesn't lend itself to pidyon hamatkei kedusha. Lends itself to pidyon hamata. That's a machlokes hatanoim in meila daf yitzayin, whether it's yotze l'chul and ayidei meila. So the pasuk says rak tizbach ve'achalta basar. So the Gemara says, what do you say? Tizbach v'la Giza. The Issa Giza is still there. Giza v'Avoda is there. Even after Pidyon. V'yachalta v'lo l'klavecho. V'lo l'klavecho means you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs and not allowed to feed it to a nachri either. You're only allowed to eat it if you did shchita and the shchita is needed. To feed to the dogs, you don't need shchita. To feed to nachri, you don't need shchita. So the shechita on the psul hamakdashim has to be the matter. Before you do the shechita, it's not mutatir. All you have to do the shechita, and if you're a Jewish person, not a kelev, and not a nochri who needs shechita, then the shechita is matter for you. Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, chidush, that the din is that shechitas kotchim is the Gemara said in chulin. That shechitas kotchim is different from shechitas chulin. Shechitas chulin, the Gemara says, let's say there's a target on the wall, and I take a sharp knife and I throw it to hit the target. I hit the target, I miss, doesn't make a difference, but I'm throwing it in order to hit the target. And then a chicken happens to fly by, walk by, it happens to do a perfect shechita on the chicken. I didn't even know that there were any chickens. I don't know how to do shechita. I don't know anything about shechita. I was just throwing a knife. But it turns out the knife is a sharp knife, and the chicken, an animal, is not going to work. But if it's a chicken, it's easier to shech chickens. A chicken happens to fly by, walk by at that time, and it does a shechita. So we pass on shechita in its tzvicha kavod. The Gemara said that's only shechitas chulin. But shechitas kotchim is a different halacha. Shechitas kotchim for sure needs kavod. Shechitas chulin is a machlokes hatanaim, and we pass on shechitas chulin in tzvicha kavod. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a chiddush that he thought that shechitas psula hamikdashim shehumam uvenivdu, that still kotchim, it still retains the kedusha. The pinyan is not mafkir the kedusha, the pinyan is just matir that you're allowed to shecht at chutz lemikdash, chutz lazara. So since it's still really kotchim, so you need shechitas tzvicha kavana in this case. It's like shechitas kotchim, it's a shechita of shechitas kotchim. Even in the midbar, that we assumed like Rabbi Akiva that Besai Nechira was mutter after the Rabbanu Shalom gave the din and Maimon Hasina gave the din of Nevela, so you're not allowed to eat Nevela. So you have to shecht it, it shouldn't die by itself. So what were the rules and regulations of Hilcha Shechita? So the Gemara says, Machlekes Hatanoim, and we assume, Rambam assumes in Hilcha Shechita like Rabbi Akiva, that until they entered Eretz Yisrael, Besai Nechira was mutter. The Shechita didn't have to conform to all the Chomish Hilcha Shechita. You had it, if you shoot the animal or you choke the animal to death, that's going to be called nevela. Or if it bleeds to death on its own, that's called a nevela. But if you take a saw and you cut off the head, as long as you do nechira simanim in atzavar, as long as you kill the animal by cutting the neck, cutting the cut in the vation, even though the saw has pegimus, the whole thing is full of pegimus, and you violate all the chomish el chashchita. Gemara says Chamish al Cheshchita Shia Drasa Chalada Agraba Vikas Halach al Moshe Mitzinai. All those dinim only applied Mishenichnu Yisrael Aretz. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, then the laws of Shechita changed. And the Midbar was Nechira Suzui Shechitas, and Nechira was the accepted form of Shechita. So that was only, the Gemara says in the Ramkot, that was only on Shechitas Chulin. Shechitas Kotchim was always like that. That you need all the Chamish al Cheshchita. Shechitas Kotchim was always different, and even after Nechnu Yisrael Aretz. And Shechitas Chulin needs all the Chomish of Cheshchita, still not the same. Still not the same, because Shechitas Chulin, we paskin like the Tana, Shechitas Chulin, and it's Tzvicha Kavana, Shechitas Kotchim, Tzvicha Kavana. You have to have Kavana. So that's where Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought Achidish, that Shechitas Psula HaMekdoshim, Shehumim Ovenivdu, that's a Shechitas Kotchim on it. The Torah was Mechadish, you can shecht the Chutz Lazara. There's no use of Shechut Techutz, but it needs a din of Shechitas Kotchim to it. That's why the Rogachover, I mentioned last week, someone sent the Rogachover a letter. So he said, yeah, maybe you're permitted to shech psul da hamikdashim in the Azara. It's not chulam bazar, it's really kotchim. But these kotchim, you're allowed to shech the chutz lebesam, you're allowed to shech the chutz lazar. And atom evato yachta vachalona katzvi vachayal, the tom is allowed to eat. But the shechita is really betorah shechitas kotchim. So let's say if a shor psul da hamikdashim, someone had a korban, they got a mum kavua, and someone, and either the same person or someone else, wants to be paida. So the gizur auctions it off to the highest bidder. The guy who offers the highest shite, he offers a lot of money, and he buys the shor. So it's he buys the animal, it's his. Then the animal is walking down the street, falls into the bar and gets killed. Umei shama. So it says, v'ameis yelo, the balabar keeps the dead body. Only Misha Amei Shalom. Yotza Shopsun HaMekdashim Shein Amei Shalom. If the shor fell into the bor and it died, Shaloy Alide Shechita. If a normal animal died, Shaloy Alide Shechita, so it's Mutal Achilu L'Klovim. What do you do with an Avela that died there naturally? You feed it. It says Nechumish. Akelab Tashlichon also. But if a sharp psil hamikdashim dies a natural death, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs, because you learn from the pasuk tizbach v'chalta basa tizbach v'lagisa v'chalta v'lo l'kolavecha basa v'lecholav, that v'chalta v'lo l'kolavecha, you can't feed it to a nochri and you can't feed it to a kelev either. You can only feed it to a person who needs shechita to be matir. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that a sharp psil hamikdashim shenafel lebor umeis, if it dies. If it didn't die, you have no pasuk. If it died, and now you can't shecht it, so it's osa b'achilo. So you can't say v'amnesi elo misha meshalo yotza shenem meshalo. You can't use it for anything. So Teisvis on Vav Amebeis is picking up on the theme that Rashi worked on. The Gemara quotes. The Gemara says if someone is mazik kekdish, Rabbi Akiva said it a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel said something about meitav. The metav said that means bidinizik shamina, not bidin mazik shamina, bidinizik shamina. If the owner of the shor shehizik, or if an adam is mazik, and he has all kinds of real estate, idis, beilin ziburis, he has all different grades of quality of real estate, so you have to pay metav. Metav doesn't mean the best sada. That the best quality soda that the mazik owns, meitav means the best quality soda that the nizik owns. So if the ziburis of the mazik is the same level of the hidus of the nizik, and then the mazik has the higher levels, so he's not mechuyif to give him the higher levels. He only has to give meitav sodev shalan nizik. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. So Rabbi Kiva disagrees with something, and the Gemara is not sure what he's disagreeing. But then he ends up by saying the kal v'chaim ala hegdish, that for sure you have to pay meitav. When you're mazik hegdish, the Gemara said mazik hegdish is not chayev. Five lines from the bottom. Ii lema. If you should say the nogach tur didan, the tur the hegdish shor shal hedyot made a hezik the hegdish, or the pasuk says shareyu, well, lo shor shal hegdish that you potter. So Rashi and Tosfos understood the Gemara to mean that you potter odama mazik all niskei all nizok and shor bar mave have everything. You never chayev if you're mazik hegdish. So that's what Tosfos says. Where do you see Kigach Sharish Shariyeh? It was only by Negicha, only by Karen. Where do you see Shem Beregel? Where do you see Bor? Where do you see everything else? How do you know whoever's Mazik? So Tosfos says it's a Tzad HaShaveh from Adam and Bor. So what does it say by Bor? By Bor, you have a Pasuk that Shopsun HaMikdashim Shenofel Bor Umeis is Potter. So Taisa says, if a psula hamikdashim, which retains part of the kedusha, doesn't retain the full kedusha after you paid it, it doesn't retain the full kedusha. It still has a tmur, still has an isa gisa v'avoida. It still needs the shechita like shechita's kachim. Okay, it has certain dinim that it's still like kachim. But basically, you were paid it, and in a certain sense, it was yotze lechulin. Shapsula hamikdashim shehumu v'venivdu, you were paid it. So it was what we would call yotze lechulin. Not exactly the same as when you paid the Kedusha's damim, but it still is Yotzei L'chulin. So if that partial Kedusha, if you're mazik, that Kedusha you're potter by bor, so kal v'chaimer if you're mazik hekdush also. Yeah, but is that what the pasuk means? The psul hamikdashim is potter by bor because it has a partial Kedusha. Kal v'chaimer, here the Tosfos says about seven lines from the top. V'kol shken hekdush. Bor potter by psul hamikdashim. V'kol shken hekdush. Kal v'chaimer. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a major theory here. Tosfos later is going to discuss here on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara has Malabor shekain pata by shor psula hamikdashim. In the Tosfos Yud Amud Aleph, the Mamaschel shashor chay by psula hamikdashim, hasheni came the bor. That's a quote from the Gemara. That bor is pata by psula hamikdashim, because he say amesi alo misha meshalo yotza. Because it's also barno. So Tosfos has a kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? Nafal sham shorach amor shor v'loy adam. That if an adam falls into the bor and he dies, then the bor is potter from paying kofar. The bala bor is potter from paying kofar. Why do you need a drasha shor v'loy adam? If an adam falls in and he's huzak, he do pay. Tosfos is masik on the Rashi. Rashi writes ki'ilu, that's the Tosfos on Vavam based, the bigger Tosfos. Rashi writes as if Boris Potter on Niske Adam. That's not true. Boris Chayv on Niske Adam. Only if the Adam dies in the Bor, then the Balabor doesn't pay Kofar. So Tosis says, of course he doesn't pay koifer. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The word sham appears when Miriam died, and it says by egla rufa garfu shamas egla banochal. You do a rifa on egla rufa, and egla rufa is also banoa. So you learn from the Gzera Shava that a mace is also banoa. Sham sham egla rufa. So the Mishnah Melech writes he's not so convinced that this is a din deraisa. The Gemara says Gzera Shava sham sham egla rufa. Just like it says, Shom by Egla Rufa, and Egla Rufa is Zasabana. How do you know Egla Rufa is Zasabana? Because Kapar Ksib Bak Kachim says the Kohanim should say, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shepadisa Hashem. So just like by Korbanas, which bring Kapar, they're Zasabana, there's an Isa Me'ila, so to Egla Rufa, even though Egla Rufa is not a Korban at all, Egla Rufa is not a Korban, it's not Hegdish, but still, since it says, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Kapar Ksib Bak Kachim, that's how we establish that Egla Rufa is also Ba'anua. The Rash on Mishnayis in one place quotes a Tosefta that Egla Rufa is also Ba'anua, but it has Pidyon. So the Chazon Ish in the Mishnah Melech quotes, so the Chazon Ish says it must be a misprint. How can it have Pidyon? It's not Kegdish. Where did the Tosefta come up to say such a thing? So he says it does make sense, it can't be. You have to cross out the Tosefta. The Rash quotes the Tosefta. We have the Tosefta. So the Chazon Ish says it can't be, the Egla Rufa doesn't have the Kedusha. The Gemara says, Kaparik Siba Kikachim, that's how you know Egla Rufa is Asamana. So the Gemara says that there's a Gzeri Shabbat, Sham Sham Egla Rufa. Just like the Egla Rufa, the word Sham appears. And Egla Rufa is Asamana because Kaparik Siba Kikachim. So to Batamasha Miriam, Miriam was a Jewish person, so you see that a Jewish person that dies, the body is Asamana. So Mishlam Al is not so convinced that it's a real drasha deraisa, and maybe the Gemara meant it as an asmachta. But Taisus thinks that it's a real din deraisa, that a mace asabana, mace akum, the Ramon Yerudea has a chumra there, mace akum is also asabana. If really mace akum would be asabana, then you wouldn't be allowed to study medicine on a cadaver, because it's asabana. You're getting hana when you learn biology. When you learn human biology. So where there's a bir agro there, when the Ramah says, Meisei Akam Arasam Ano, so the bir agro brings rise from many Gemaras that Meisei Akam are really Mutabano, because the Pasuk says, Vatomash and Miriam, Miriam was Jewish. So it only really applies to Meisei Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Meisei Akam, it's only a Chumra. So the Chumra doesn't apply when a person is going to medical school and he wants to heal the world, he thinks he's going to become a doctor, going to help people, so the makam ashtikal mitzvah, go to medical school, the makam mitzvah, so we don't observe that chumr. But if it would have been mikra din, it would have been, you're not allowed to study anatomy on a Jewish cadaver, because Mesa, they give three reasons. One reason why, because you have a vatl mitzvah's kvura, kavetik brana bayamahu. And the second reason is that it's bizoyan ameis, because they cut up the body. And the third reason is that it's also bano. And they say, Yisrael or Asabano. Some ask Kakasha, maybe only a Novi, maybe only the dead body of a Novi is Asabano, because Miriam was a Novi. So that's a joke. You don't find the halacha making a distinction between a body of a Novi and a body of anybody else. A Jewish person, non-Jewish person, there are differences. So that we assume that Minatara only may say Yisrael or Asabano, and may say Akam is a Chumra from the days of the Rishonim. You shouldn't get an offer from may say Akam. May say Yisrael. Arasa Taisis hold Mesi Sala Rasa Banu Aminatur. What about Tashmishi Ames? What about Tachrichim? So the Gemara says a whole sugi has mana milsa, has mana la milsa. Someone died already, and I bought Tachrichim in the store. When I already put the Tachrichim on the Mesa and the Rasa Banu, when I buy them in the store, see if I'm still alive and I buy Tachrichim and I say, Lacham Eliasim Shani, you should bury me in these Tachrichim. I'm still alive, so the Tachrichim Amutta Bahano, no one's going to say Hazmana Milsa over there if the guy's still alive. But if the body is dead already, and you purchase the Tachrichim, Orig Begad LeMeis, I made the Tachrichim, but I didn't put it on the mace yet, so that's a Machlokes Abaye V'Rava, whether Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa, we pass like Rava, that Hazmana La Milsa. But the premise of the whole sugi is that Tachrichim Arasa Bahano. The Rabbi Kivege has a tshuva, he quotes, that's a machlekes achrayim, where the tachrichim, misham she'ameis, the meis is asamano, they all assume like Taisvis. Then meis asamano is a din derais, and not like the Mishlam Melech, who's mistopic to say, maybe the whole Gemara, sham sham egla rufa, maybe the whole thing was only an asmachta. But within Taisvis, who assumes that a meis asamano, menatayra, So that's Machlokes and Achrenin quoted Rabbi Kiveger and his tshuva is whether the Meshamsha Meis are Rasman. The whole Machlokes is Abai V'Rabu, the Hasman and Milsa are not. It could well be that it's only on a level, we're talking over there about Meshamsha Meis. It's only a din de Rabban. That case happens to be the Rabban. Machlokes will apply on the level of the Raisa also. But it could be the case that they're talking about happens to be a level on a level of the Rabbanan. Is everything from the Meis Asabano? That's a Shaila. Is everything from the Meis Asabano? Any parts of the Meis that are Mutabano? So Tosfos has this kasha on Yudah Mer Aleph. Why did you need the pasuk Shorvele Adam? That Adam Shenafel Boru Meis. That the Bala Bor doesn't have to pay kofar. Why don't you say a Meis is Asabano? Tosfos assumes Ben Atayra. A Meis is Asabano. So Misha Meishaloi, Yatsa Zeshan Meishaloi, like Tulam Gdoshim, Basabano says, it's also Bano. So then Taisa says, and maybe you'll answer, Taisa there, Yudah Mer Aleph Shah Hashor. Maybe you'll answer, V'imishum, about 10 lines in, the line begins with the words, V'imishum, Shah Seir Mutar. There's a simon from Rabbi Kivege there, the line begins with Rabbi Kivege is a star. V'imishum, Shah Seir Mutar, Kidamin Perakam, the Erechin. You look at Erech and Dab Zainam and Aleph, there are two girsas in the Gemara. In the Gemara, you're not going to find the two girsas. You look in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have the Oris from Rab Shlomo of Vilna. He was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. When they printed the Vilna Shas, he checked it to make sure that that there are no mistakes in the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos. So they have his Oris in the back. He was dying in Vilna in the late 1800s. I mentioned his grandson used to teach here in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Markelis, years ago. When I was a student in high school, his grandson taught. And his grandson said that the family tradition has it that he was Magir Vilna Shas Balpeh. He didn't check against another Gemara. He remembered every word in Gemara Rashi and Tosfos by heart. So he checked. He just read the Gemara to see if it reads straight and the Rashi and the Tosfos. That's why every so often, that's what I'm adding on, every 70 blot in Vilna Shas, there's a misprint that can only be made by a Litvak. There's a shin instead of a samach instead of a shin. The other mistakes you don't find, only Litvishin mistakes. Shin and samach, because they mispronounce the words. And they pronounce samach like a shin and shin like a samach. Every so often he let by such a mistake in the Rashi, because he was correcting from memory. So they read well. So Shlomo of Vilna has there an Erech and Dav Zayin, the last daf in the first paragraph, Erech and Dav Zayin. In the back of the Vilna Shas, he has the Ha'ara, he refers you to a Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba has two girsas in the Gemara, how to read the Gemara, where the Seah HaMeis is Asabano Mutabano. This became very relevant in the 1800s when they started making Shetland. So the original Shetland, the women didn't want to cover, married women were supposed to cover their hair, so they didn't want to cover their hair with a Shmata, with a Tichel, so they wanted to look good. So they started making Shetland. So the original Shetland were made from human hair, from dead bodies. The goyim, when a relative would die, said they would shave off the hair and they would sell it, whoever wants. So that was a big, the Chasam Sefer prohibited, he left in his tzava, he doesn't allow any of his descendants to wear a shetel. He wants them to cover the hair, but he doesn't want them to wear a shetel. And the Gedolim at that time, Maritz Chais, and many other Rabbanim, many other Gedolim wrote about this. Is it really, it's Seir HaMeis, and it's two girsas in the Gemara. The Tosfos here says Seir HaMeis is Mutter. Their girsa was the Seir HaMeis is Mutter Manor. Unless it was Nigmadina Lemisa. The Bezin made a Gmardin Lemisa, just like a Shara Nisko. She Nigmadina Lemisa is also Banor. The Gemara knows it from Sukkim later on Daf Mem Hei. Shara Nisko. Shosha Argus Adam. The Bezin makes a Gmardin, that the Shara is Chai Misa. So after the Gmardin, the Shara is also Banor. So Adam also, if Nigmadina Lemisa, and then the Bezin kills him, so then it could be that the Seir, his Seir is Asabano, but the Seir of a person that dies, no Gemar Din Lamisa, God just dies a natural death. So that's two girsas in the Gemar. So Tosfos's girsa is that the Seir HaMeis is Mutabano. So Tosfos also assumes that HaMeis Asabano only applies to Jewish body, not like the Ramah. The Ramah in Yerudea said, Anochri is also to get Hanor from the Meis Akum. If you look the last two lines, and Yudah Mer Aleph in the Tosfos Dibra Maskal, Shehashor, so Tosfos says, Eved, in Anochri Hakon Eli Yisrael, Shenofel Abor, that the dead body is Mutabano. Tosfos Beferish, a dead body of a non-Jew is Mutabano. What does it mean, an Eved? Dead body of an Eved Knaini is Mutabah. No, why an Eved Knaini has a Kedushas Yisrael? Schai Mimitzvah is Keisha. That's just strange. Nachri HaKonah LeYisrael. Okay, a non-Jew. The Ramah's Chumrah is only a Chumrah that the Rishonim came up with, Midr Rabban. But in Eved Knaini, they mean Eved. Eved. Shemes is Mutabah. No, very strange. There's a strange thesis in Nozir also. The din is that a Nachri is not Mekabel Tum, only Jewish body is Mekabel Tum when a person is alive. A person goes to a funeral, so he becomes tummy, touch a dead sheretz, he touch a piece of nevela meat in the AMP, pick it up. So the nevela meat is matambi b'mago b'masa. Usually the package is wrapped up. So if you touch it, you're not doing maga, but if you pick it up, if you pick up some meat in the AMP, it's all nevela meat, so it's matambi b'masa, even though there's no maga. It's matambi b'masa. But if a non-Jew touches Nevela, Nanju goes to a funeral, he doesn't become Tami. Anachri is not Mekabel Tum. So there's a funny Taisis in Nozir where Taisis says that an Eved Knaini is not Mekabel Tum. Well, how could that be? Eved Knaini is not Mekabel Tum. I think Rabbi Kivega and the Gil Yanacha says, he never heard of such a thing. It's against the Ofen Gemaras. The Pashto says that Eved Knaini is Mekabel Tum. This Taisis is also very strange. All right, they say Anachri Shemei is not Tome, not Osabanoa. Okay. But they say that Eved who dies, Eved is chayv and mitzvah keisha. How can it be that he's not mekabel tumah? How can it be that his dead body is mutabah? No, should be like Yisrael. So again, Sir Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it seems to be a contradiction in Taisus how they understood the nature of the drasha, to the exclusion of shabsim abgadashim sheina meishaloi. So the Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph writes, "Psula Mekdavshin Shenafel LeBoris Pata VeKol Shken Hegdush, Full Hegdush." Why? The reason why Psula Mekdavshin Shenafel LeBoris Pata, because whoever is Mazik Hegdush doesn't have to pay. It's Pata because Psula Mekdavshin has a Miktzas Kedusha. If it has a full Kedusha, for sure it's Pata. But a human being who dies doesn't have any Kedusha. It's just that it's also Manos. So the Tosfos on Yud Amud Aleph, when they asked Akasha, why do you need a pasuk? Shor v'le Adam, that Adam shemeis b'bor, the Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay kofar. Shor v'le Adam, why don't you say, a meis yalo, yotze zesh and a meis yalo, because meis is also manot. But the Adam doesn't have kedusha zegdish. What's the nature of the ptura psalim HaKadosh? Is it because it's also manot, or is it because it's hegdish? They're two different pshatim. The Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph says, because it's miktzas hegdish, so kol shken, if it's full hegdish, hamazik hegdish is potter. And here on Yud Amud Aleph, Tosfos seems to learn because also ba'no. It'll happen afkemino also. Let's say Psalim Magdashim falls into the burn, it's huzak. Huzak, it's not mace. So it's muta ba'no. You can shecht it, and it'll be muta ba'chila. So according to the Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph, you learn from the pasuk, Meishalo, Yatsa Psalim Magdashim, that hegdish, mazik hegdish is potter. And according to the Tosfos Yud Amud Aleph, there is no such din. If it's also ba'no, then the bor is potter. But Zion and Gdashim, they fall into the bor, and it's huzak, so you can still shecht it and eat it. So it's a Rav Soloveitchik thought it's a stir and tesis. He thought these are two different balei tesis.
Why can't you say both Tosfos saying hold it's based on Isser B'Hana? There's a greater Isser Hana on Hekdesh Mamish than on Zion and Gdashim?
Yeah.
So the Kabbalah works even if you say it's based on
Esser. But what if the Shah Psalm of Doshim falls in and it's not Mace, it's Huzak? Then he will be Chayv. It's not Osaba, no. You're going to shecht it. And it'll be Tizbach V'achalta Basa. You'll eat it. It'll be Mutabachila.
Since it's Esser V'Giza V'Avoda, isn't there an Esser Hana? I thought you were saying that since there's an Isser Hanab and Mikzas on a Shrub Suli HaMukdashim, so that's enough to apply the tour of
Hegdish. Right, that's what Taisa does say. Absolutely, that's what they said. So the question is, but it's Mutabano. According to the Taisa's later, if it's Mutabano, so there shouldn't be any problem. But Odom Shemais, there is no Kedusha, there's no partial Kedusha, and nonetheless, the Tosfos assumed that the Adam should not for the bar of mace, the Balavah would be potter because it's also Bano. So the pasuk only doesn't go on paying kofer when Yisrael falls in. It goes on an Evik 90 fell in, or a Nochri Hakonili Yisrael fell in. So the Mutabano. So it seems to be a contradiction, and it tells you how they understood the nature of the miut, the drasha of Ames Yalo, to the exclusion of Shuv Son of Magdashim Shein Ames Shaloi. Okay, so again, how did this come up? Nachamol, Rabbi Shmuel, there's a brisa, there's a pasuk in Chumash. It was taught. The Rabbi Shlom gave the Torah at Har Sinai. Go back to the beginning. Rabbi Shlom gave the Torah, and he gave us, among other things, Parshas Mishpatim, and it says Meitav Sadeh Meitav Kai Mishan Pei Meitav. Who? What does it mean Meitav? So Rabbi Shmuel claims Meitav Sadeh Shel Nizik. If the Mazik has, the Nizik has Meitav in Ziburis, and the Mazik has many karkoas that are higher quality than the Meitav of the Nizik. So Rabbi Shmuel says you only have to give a Meitav Sadeh Shel Nizik. You don't have to give Meitav Sadeh Shel Mazik. That's what the Gemara calls Bidinizik Shamina. Bidinizik. Then Rabbi Akiva disagrees about something we're not sure. What? The Gemara is going to say that's the Shaila, whether Bidinizik Shamina, Bidinizik Shamina. Meitav Shadev Shal Mazik, Meitav Shadev Shal Nizik. And then Rabbi Akiva, the last line says, V'kavachayim v'lehegdish. The Gemara is working on what's the kavachayim v'lehegdish. What does it mean? So they say, if Hedyot is Mazik Hegdish, you don't pay a penny. You're not chayv at all. So what is he talking in Kavachayma? That you have to, you can, Hegdish can collect it for Meitav. They can't collect anything. Amasik is a Hegdish potter. So Rashi and Tai says, where does it say, Shari Yehu? Well, those Shoshal Hegdish only says, by Karen. How'd they get from Karen to jump to all Abba, Avis, Nezikin? Shor, Bar, Mabahab, everything is potter. So Tai says, no, we have another two psukim. Shari Yehu is one pasik. Then you have another pasik. Ish ki yachal prat le mazik. What does it say? Ish ki yochel prat lamazik. If somebody's moil behegdish, then you have to pay keren b'chaymish, and you bring asham me'ilus. So the Gemara has a drasha. It's only if you're nenem in a hegdish, either milav hatzah, milav hanoah. What if you burnt the hegdish? You were mazik the hegdish, and you don't have to pay keren b'chaymish and bring asham me'ilus. You don't have to give Karen Mechamish and Hashem. What about Karen? You were mazik it. You burnt the Hegdish. Ishke Echel Prat Lamazik. You destroyed it. So Tosis says included in the Pasuk is not only that you're putter from Chomesh, you're even putter from Karen. Not only putter from Chomesh and putter from Hashem Ilus, Ke Echel Prat Lamazik, you don't pay anything. That Odom HaMazik is a Hegdish, is putter Melashalim. So you have a Pasuk, I, the Gemara's Loshen in Babak. Bava Mitzias, Kyochel Pat Majik, Delo Mishalim Chomesh. That's on the fourth line from the top on Zainam and Aleph in the Tesis. I, Vahadu Amashmo, Beperak Hashoyel, Kyochel Pat Majik, Delo Mishalim Chomesh, Mashma, the Dio Kaloshen and the Gemara Bava Mitzias, Mashma, Hakaren, he is Chayv to pay. So they say that's Midirabonim, and our Torah is not really Chayv to pay the Karen either. The Rajba has the same thing on this Daf. Really, the Pasuk says, Kyochel Pat Majik, Adam Amazik is a Hegdish is Potter. And the Gemara says, but the Karen you do pay, only the Chaimish Yipata, it's only Midirabam, and Atar Yipata. So you have a Pasuk by Odom HaMazik. Odom should be a Kalvachaimet Niske Mamona. In case there's room to Dingzach, you have another Pasuk by Bor, that Psula Megdoshim is Potter, the Kalvachaimet Hegdish. That's about the Taisis Dav Zayin holds. Then you have a third Pasuk, Shariyeu Prato Shoshal Hegdish. So it's a Tzara Shava from all three, from Karen, from Bor, and from Adam, so all the Nezikin, whenever you mazik Hegdish, you don't have to pay. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. What is Rabbi Kiva saying about Kal V'chaim al Hegdish, that a mazik is a Hegdish, you got to pay Meitav? You don't pay anything. You don't pay zero. So what is it to collect the Meitav? You're not chayv at all.
How do we know it's not Hashem Ilos? If it only says, maybe it's Hashem Ilos also. Because wants to say that it's only... Maybe Karen, he has to pay.
So
you said only the
Chomish.
What about the Shamilas?
Shamilas, you don't pay.
Yeah.
For sure, Shamilas and Chomish, for sure you don't pay. And Taisa says, Menatar, you don't even pay the Karen. And it's only the Rabbanon that you do. But the Shamilas, you don't pay. Chomish and the Shamilas, that's for the Kapar, so that you don't pay. And the Karen, the Rabbanon, you pay. Sure. So they're trying to figure out, so what does Rabbi Akiva mean? The Kavachayim al-Hagdash. So then they say, Ella, three lines from the bottom of Avram Abbas, Ella must go, he pledged to give Hagdash, not even Mazik Hagdash, not Nogach Tuid Adam Tuid Adam, not someone was Mazik Hagdash, he pledged to give an amount of money, $3 million to Hagdash, and he doesn't have cash, so they're going to collect from his karkos. So which karkos do you take from? So that's Kavachayim al-Hagdash, that you collect from Meitav. So the Gemara says, why? Balchev is Dina Bebeninus. How come all of a sudden now it became Kavachayim al-Hagdash, that it should be Yiddish? And then the Gemara continues on the top line on Zayin. L'chitema, so Rabbi Kiva called Balchev Nami Be'idis. Maybe you'll think Rabbi Kiva thinks every Balchev is Be'idis. I think last week we discussed it, we didn't discuss it. What does it mean? Halacha l'maisa, the Gemara is raising a possibility. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with all the Mishnayos that Balchev is Dina Be'metav. No. The Gemara in Hanizokin and Gittin Perak Hanizokin comments on that Mishnah, Balchev Dina Be'beninus. Where does that come from? All the Choftal that Rabbis and Zikin, there was a fantastic Zereshova. Tachas Nsini, Shalom Kesef, towards the bottom of Hamad Aleph, this Zereshova, that all the Rabbis and Zikin pay Meitav. But Balchayb, there was a machlokes. Does Balchayb also start off as Meitav? I mean, Rabbana, they knocked it down to Beninus, that we want to deter people from becoming loan sharks. I'm going to lend you a large sum of money, knowing you won't be able to pay back. Because you have a sada that's meitav and I'd like to buy it from you, but I know you'll never sell it to me, so I'm going to lend you money. I know you're a shlemiel, and you won't succeed in paying back the money on time, so I'm going to take it away. Begvia sachay. So is that why they lowered it from meitav to edis to beninus? Or should you say no? Minatar it starts off as zibur. Why should it start as zibur? It's because the pasuk says, "Oisha shatan roshibo yetsi alecha savot achutza." It says, if somebody owes you money, lo savel beisa lavat avot, you're not allowed to walk into his house. Are you want a mashkin? It's ready. He gives man hapiron and he didn't pay. So it says you should stand outside. "Oisha shatan roshibo yetsi alecha savot achutza." So the Gemara says, "Madaka shalana lahoitzi." What are people going to give as a mashkin? Pachas shebekedem is going to give the ziburis. Not going to volunteer the best thing he has now. He's going to give junk. So that was the machlekes and the Gemara. So that's what we assume. Balchayv min atar dina b'ziburis. Why isn't Balchayv included in this? Because they were shavat tachas the sinis shalom kesef. So we said before we started the mesichta, we said over the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch said because Balchayv is a hischayvus midas. That's a milvah haksuva b'tor. Torah imposes the chiyuv on the person. So there are a lot of differences between milvah haksuva b'torah, the chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes, as opposed to milvah she'en haksuva b'torah. Even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would know that the loiva has to pay the money back. He committed himself. Like the me'ah mekach, I buy a house, I have to pay. I agreed to pay the me'ah mekach. Or a halvo, I borrowed the money, I agreed to pay. The Rambam says that a cotton shalova is chayv to pay. Quotes from the garden. Why? A cotton, the Torah does. Cotton is a law by chiyuv, but the Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv on the cotton. If he's mazik or his property is mazik. But if the cotton borrows money, he committed himself. Even though the cotton is a law by das, but if he understands what he's doing, so then the Rambam says that's a yischayv, is midas, a yischayv to pay. So here also the Menchas Chinuch said, this is another nafkemina. Meitav, the Zereshav, and Meitav goes on all the choftal rovs and zikin with Musim Mefagel, also according to all 26 rovs and zikin, but it doesn't go on halvor because halvor is a hischayvus midas. So we assume that minatayra balchov is dina b'ziburis and kedusha latino delas b'fnei lov, and they elevated it. They decided if every time I'm going to lend the money, he's going to stick me with ziburis. I'm not going to be a good guy. I'm not going to want to lend anybody money. They're going to stick me with ziburis. Who wants ziburis? I'm very successful in real estate, and I have a lot of karkoes, and I have idis. I don't want to have any junky ziburis, and because I have so much money, I'm so rich, I'm a nice, kind person, I lend money, so they're going to default on the law, and then they're going to stick me with ziburis. I'll stop lending money. So Kadesh Lotan Adalas Bifnei Love, and they elevated the Balchoy from Ziburis to Beninus. So Gemara says here like this, Rabbi Akiva holds Bichitemum on the top line Bichitemum. So Rabbi Akiva called Balchoy Nami Beidis means Ben Atoyra Beidis. We only knocked it down to Beninus in order to deter people from becoming loan sharks. So if the Choyv that you owe is to Hegdish, Hegdish is not going to become a loan shark. So the whole reason for the knocking it down from Idis to Beninus doesn't apply if you're going to pay the money to Hegdish. So maybe that's v'chitem osav Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds balchoy ben atayra dina be'idis, and they lowered it to beninis because of the chashash of the lawn shark, and by hegdish they left it on a din deraisa. That's the kal v'chayma. So the Gemara says that's not true. Ikel mifrach, how can you say that balchoy to hegdish is dina be'idis if other mamasik hegdish is potel legamrei? The psukim, even if you hold Balchov dinim and atar b'meitav. Why? Because you have this fantastic Zereshova. Tachas dinsini yishalem kesev, and it includes Balchov. Not only the chof that all of us in Zikin with the Moser Mefagel, it includes the Balchov also. Yeah, but it only includes one who owns a chof, owes a chof to a hedyot. But if you owe a chof to a hegdish, the person commits himself to give money to hegdish, you can't say that's included in the Zereshova tachas dinsini yishalem kesev, called mala hegdish. That the hura koich eitzel nezikin, if odem amasik is a hegdish is potas, even if you have a choiv, you can't say hegdish should be the same as hedyot ben aget to meitav. So the more backs out from the pshat, it doesn't go on a person who committed himself harei alai mona lebedek abayis. He pledged to give $1 million to hegdish. No, the oil lami goes back on the case of nezikin. The more says Rabbi Kiva holds like Shimon ben Menasya. That what? That the difference between tam and muad. It only applies to hedyot shenogach hedyot. But if hedyot shenogach hegdish, you pay nezik shalom in aliyah the first time. So when you pay that nezik shalom in aliyah, that you pay min ameita. Okay, we don't hold like that. We don't pass. We pass on a masik because a hegdish is potter. So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree with the way we pass. He also like Shem ben Asya, that a masik because a hegdish is chayv. He's not potter. That was the Gemara. So the Gemara really says there were two machloikas in between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The first was whether bit a nizik shamin and or bit a mazik shamin. Is it meitav sadeh shal nizik? That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. The Torah is meikal on the mazik. He doesn't have to give his meitav. He has better meitav than the nizik. He doesn't have to give his meitav. He just has to give that quality feel that's the meitav etzel hanizik. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says no. Meitav sadeh shal mazik, but in mazik shamina. Then Rabbi Kiva has another point that he says kavachaim b'lehegdish. So we finally knocked sense into the kavachaim b'lehegdish. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. So how do you know, Frag the Gemara, about the 12 lines from the top, 10 lines from the top? Umimai ihachi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva umimai the bit is nizik is the mazik pligi. How do you know that there's a machlek is whether bit of nizik shamina or bit of mazik shamina? Maybe they all agree. Then look only on a bit of nizik shamina. Rabbi Shmuel says bit of nizik. We're not so convinced that Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Maybe he also holds that bit of nizik shamina. But his whole argument only is whether you hold like Hushman ben Asya or not. So Rabbi Shmuel holds the way we hold. Hamazik is a hegdish is potter. Rabbi Kiva holds Hamazik is a hegdish is chayv like Hushman ben Asya. So that's the Gemara's question. Maybe Dilma the Kol Yam b'Ben Nizik Hashem Ha'achad. The whole Gansa Machlokes is where the Mazik is Hegdish is Chayv Apot. So the Gemara says it just doesn't read straight in the Brayse. It's clear from the Brayse that there's a double Machlokes. The first Machlokes is where the B'Ben Nizik Meitav Sadev Shal Nizik Meitav Sadev Shal Mazik. And the second Machlokes, and the second issue, second Chiddush that Rabbi Akiva said was that that Kal V'Chaim Ela Hegdish. Okay. Then the Gemara says, the Ode, there's a Beferish Brisa that says, not only the Mashmos of the first Brisa, Rabbi Kiva said two different dinim, there's a Beferish Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ben Nizik Shamin, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Mazik Shamin. That's the end of the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts a new sugya. Gemara has Akasha. Ramele Abaye Le Rav, right in the middle of Zayin Amalal. Ramele Abaye Le Rav. Abai has a kasha. On the one hand, the pasuk says meitav sadei meitav karmi shalom meitav en midyach v'nei loy. You always have to pay meitav. All the chof talarav is nizikin. And Tosfos says even moshe mefagel. Everybody pays from meitav. On the other hand, va'ayvo hatanya meitav en midyach v'nei loy. Ayvo hatanya we have a brayse. It says by bor kesef yashiv lebala v'ames yelo. What do you mean kesef yashiv? Liba Olav, why does it say Yoshiv? what I need the word Yoshi for. Rashi points out that Pasuk would read very well with leaving out the word Yoshi. There's an extra word in the Pasuk. And we assume that Lo Dibur Torah Kalushan Meri Adam, every word in the Chumash must have some meaning. So the word Yashiv is Yashiv L'Rabba Shavu Kesma Avila Subin, even garbage, even junk. The junk has to be, let's say, I borrowed, well, this pasuk is talking about the boar. Your behemoth fell into the boar and the hezek is $500. I have to pay you either $500 in cash or a check $500. I have a lot of junk in the house, so it has to be $500 worth of junk. That's dumb. Junk. Has to be junk that's worth $500. But it's junk that most people are not interested in buying. But when you find a customer, they will pay $500 for all they have, old antiques and old books and old svarim. Each sefer is going to sell for a nickel. And I'll give you $500 worth of svarim. You'll have a whole library full of svarim. Each sefer is worth a nickel. They're all old, used svarim. Everybody buys the new ones, but will find customers to buy each sefer for a nickel. So the pasuk says, you give subin. So subin is ziburis. Subin is ziburis. And the other pasuk says, meta. Isn't this a contradiction? That's our bias kash. Isn't it a contradiction? Subin and meta are a contradiction. So what's the final answer that the Gemara has? And on the base, the Gemara finally going to answer. Second wide line. On Zion on the base. The answer finally is, when they came from the yeshiva, on the first white line, it says, Kiyosa, Rapapa, Ravun, Be'er, Derishim, and Be'erav, when they learned out of town in the yeshiva. When they came back, and they told them, Abai is Kasha, Abai has a stira. So he said, the answer is, Pershua, they both interpreted the stira. The answer is, Kol Mili Meita, all Metaltalim have the status of Meita. Karka, you can't move the Karka. So the Karka is located here. So here, if it's not desirable karka, so no one's going to want to buy it. So that's called either is bein in the ziburis, how desirous is it? But if you're selling used books, a nickel each, over here it's not desirous. The students will not buy it. The students can afford it. They'll buy a brand new edition of the book. Or should I buy an old book that's only worth $5? Buy a brand new book, but you can take this book to South Africa, you can take the book to the Congo, or to Thailand, and you get customers to buy it over there. So, Metaltalim, call Mili, Meitavu, why Diloy, Mizdabin Hocha, if nobody will want to buy it here, Mizdabin Mamasachrit, in a different city, people will buy it. Bar Meara, to the exclusion of Karka, the Leser Lemi Meitav, you have to buy Karka, you can't move it to another city. The Karka is stuck where it is. It's a Karka. So then the Torah says you have to give Meitav, Kech de Likbet Salosmin, and in order that it should be easy to get a customer to buy. So that's the real answer. That's how we pass from Allah. They call me the Meitav. And Metaltalim, everything is considered Meitav. And Karka, there's Zidus, Bainanus, and Ziburis.
But like, if you have something that nobody wants in the area you live, how do you evaluate it? Based on the value in some random country that you sell it, or based on the local value of it?
Local value always is Kama Hu Shav Alimka Bashuk. That's what the Nesivis has in several of his Svarim. If that person has something that has sentimental value to him, to other people has no value at all. This is the siddur that he used in the concentration camp all the years, and this is what kept him alive. And other people wouldn't even give a penny for the thing. So, and then when the other fellow burns his siddur, so he's falling to pieces. This is the thing that kept him alive. But it kamu shavalimik vashuk is zero, or it's a nickel. Who would pay more than a penny, a nickel, to buy such an old worn-out siddur? So that's what the Nesiva says. The value shavius of chafatzim is kamu shavalimik vashuk. Then the Mishnah says in Erechin, Ein lehegdash ala mekom of a shaita. If somebody was magdish something in New York, and the gizbah shal hegdash wants to auction it off to the highest bidder, so he's not going to take a bid less than the value, he'll accept the bid higher than the value. But what's the basic value? So the Gemara says, Ein lehegdash ala mekom of a shaita. You don't say, in the wintertime, fur coats sell for more than in the summertime. In the summertime, swimming suits sell for more than in the wintertime. Certain clothing, certain seasons of the year, they charge more money, they charge less money. And in certain cities, they'll pay more money for this than in other cities. So the Mishnah says, "And the hang the shalom mekom avishayt." It all depends. Kamo shomavim kabashu paosam makam babosazman. At the time that he was magdashit, how much is it worth in this city today? If you wait another 6 months, it'll be worth more. Doesn't matter 6 months. It matters now. Or let's say I burnt it. So how much do I have to pay? The day that I burnt it, how much would it sell for? If all the stores are closed on Sunday, that's not called, it's not shove anything. They don't sell the stores where they sell the fur coats are closed on Sunday. But still on Monday, on Friday it was worth that, on Sunday it's worth that. On Sunday when the store the clothes also worth that. Kamu shavalim kabashu. But if it's seasonal, a seasonal thing, in one half of the year it's more valuable, the other half of the year less valuable. So the Mishnah says it depends. Kamu shavalim kabashu. Bosa mokam bosa zman. That Mishnah in Erechin, Ein lehegdash on the common v'shait, is not only a din in pinyan hegdash. It's a din in shabbos of all chafotzim. It applies to Adam Amazik also. All the Bishayim are bothered with the kasha. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin. If a man is been kaddish and isha, so there's the first Mishnah in Kiddushin. That base is machlekes Bishayim and Bisila. What's the minimum value that the shove kesef has to be worth? Well, let's say you're giving kesef, you're giving shove kesef. How much? What's the minimum amount you have to give? So we pass on like Bisila, but pruta b'shove pruta. The Mishnah in Bob Mitzia, chomish pruta same. The five dinim that depend on a shove pruta. Pidyon Hegdash, Kinyan Karka, Mi'ila, Behegdash, a lot of dinim that depend on a Shavu Pruta. So Kedusha Isha is one of the dinim that depends on Pruta or Shavu Pruta. So there's a Gemara, if a man has been Kaddish and Isha with an item that's less than a Shavu Pruta, so Yechoshish, Shem Shavu Pruta, B'modai. It's a Kedusha Sofik. Maybe in another country, far away, a Modai, far away from Eretz Yisrael, maybe there it is Shavu Pruta. Shem Shavu Pruta, B'modai. So it'll always be a Kiddushe Sofik. If it's Shavu Pruta here, then it's Kiddushe Vadai. And if it's not Shavu Pruta here, maybe it'll be Shavu Pruta Vemadai, so then it's a Sofik Kiddushin. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rishonim asked Kakasha, why should it help that it's Shavu Pruta, even if it's Vadai Shavu Pruta, even if you call up on the phone and they tell you that this piece of junk, it's not Shavu Pruta in New York, but in Madai it is Shavu Pruta. Even if it's Vadai Shavu Pruta Vemadai. And the Hegesh on the Mekom of Vishaitam. So why should it help? Why should it be even a Kiddusha Sofik? It should be even if it's a Vada Shavit Pruta, and Legash Elam Mekome B'Shaita. So some Rishonim say it's only a Din Medirabbanim. It's only a Chumer Medirabbanim. And a Torah, Shabbos is only Kama U'Shova Limka Bashuk Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. And others seem to all know that it's a real Din Deraisa. That's a Pella. How can it be? But Ein Lehegdash Elam Mekome B'Shaita. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested on that. Half of the Rishonim hold that it is a Kiddushin Daraisa. If it is Shavu Pruta B'Modai, how can it be? Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the two different terms in Halacha. There's Kesef and there's Mamon. So Mamon, let's say, Adam HaMazik, on this case, Mamon. If my Mamon is Mazik here, so I have to pay how much the thing is worth. So Shavuos says, Kamo Shavu Limka Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. But as far as Kesef, you're Mekadosh B'Kesef. There's no maximum. It has to be at least a Shavu Pruta. It's not really a din of Mammon, it's a din of Kesef. Kinya Kesef needs a Shavu Pruta. So as long as a Shavu Pruta, someone in the world has the same Kesef. But if you're going to say, what's the Shavuos or the thing, the Shavuos Taka is less. The Shavuos is only Kamo Shavu Linka Boshuk Bosam Bakam Bosam Zman. And the Hegdash Alam Mekom of Eshayt. But many of Rishonim hold that it's only Medirabbanan because of that Mishnah and Erechin. So again, so the final answer to this Kasha, Ramalei Abai L'Rava, Abai had a Kasha, on the one hand the Pasuk says Meitav, on the other hand the Pasuk says Subin. And Subin means the Solus. Solus means fine flour, like we buy in the store, clean, white, fine flour, bleached, everything is beautiful. Then you have Subin, junky flour. That has pebbles mixed in, and it has dirt mixed in. They never washed it off in advance. The Subin is inferior quality flour. So you see that Ziburis is good. In the area of flour, Ziburis is acceptable. So isn't it a stira? So the final answer is going to be, all metaltalim have the status of Meitav. You can always sell it in another city. The only time there's a chiluki dinim, it is bein in this in Zibur, is only by karka, because the karka can't move. Karka is stuck over here. But the metalplim, since theoretically you can take it to another city, and there they'll be chalashing to buy it. The other city is the other side of the world, the other side of the globe. But still, since it theoretically can take it to the other side of the world, so there it'll be people will be interested in buying it. So all metatlim have the din of meita. Okay.
Could you deduct the amount that it costs him to ship it to the other city? I mean, if you do it, I mean, that means you can do that.
But it's only worth how much is worth over here.
Yeah, in other words, it costs half the amount.
Gonna have to give way more. If I would take this junk to the other side of the globe and
so
take it to Russia,
the mazik has to pay for that.
The mazik has to give him so much junky flour that in New York, he was mazik again $500. Has to give him $500 worth of soup in here, because theoretically you can take it to Russia. And there people will be thrilled to get the flour. They'll pay more. They'll be thrilled to get it and pay more. So therefore, it's considered meitav. But over here, so it's called meitav. But still, how much is it worth? Kamu shavalim gorashuk in New York. New York is not worth that much. He'll only be able to stick the nizik with the subin based on the value that it has here in New York. So that's the final answer that the Gemara is going to give on the base on the second wide line. That's how we pass on halacha. Till you get to the final answer, so there were other suggestions. So somebody said over here, Rava, sounds like Rava answers right away, snappy. Rava answers right away. Lo kasha, he doesn't see that there's any problem. Kami daita kam bal korchen. When do you have to pay? Meitav is not a din and choftal Rava is nazik. Meitav is a din. If Bezin had to be koi for you to pay, you didn't pay on your own. Then Bezdin makes you pay on the highest level. You got to pay meitav. But if you're a good person and you pay, you know you are mazik and you're going to pay on your own, then you don't have to pay meitav. Meitav is only a din in psak Bezdin. That's where Rav says, loy kashe, we don't pass like this. Loy kashe, kam midaita, kam bal korach. If he pays midaita, then he can give even ziburis. But if his Bezdin is kaifa him to pay, that's a din in psak Bezdin. Bezdin has to get involved to be kaifa. The person to pay, then he has to pay meitav. So the Gemara first says, "What a gevaldige answer! It's taka meduyik and the pasuk hakta. Amaru lebered debiloi dekanami. It's meduyik and the pasuk Rava's answer. Dichsiv meitav said they made the kam yishalem. Yishalem means they're forcing him to pay bal karcha. So Abai says, where do you see in the word yishalem that it means bal karcha yishalem? He should pay on his own. Who says?" Amalei Abai, so Abai got upset that Ula chapses pilus from Rava's answer. Miksev Yishulam, does it say they'll see to it that he pays? Yishalem ksev midaita mashma. He doesn't see any deal. He doesn't see that it should make a difference. Abai doesn't agree. That's not the answer. Meitav is a din. Even if you're paying iron, you have to pay meitav. So how do you deal with this contradiction? Elam Rabaye, so Abai is going to give a different answer. Kidemar. Abai was an orphan. His father died before he was born. His mother died at childbirth. And the Gemara Kiddush in the end of the first parak has the whole sugya about Kibbut Aviyim. So Abai makes a statement. He says how fortunate he was that he didn't have a mother, didn't have a father. He never had the challenge of observing the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim. It's so difficult to observe. Everybody violates it. He's fortunate that he was a yosef. He never had any challenge to observe Kibbut Aviyim. So he was raised by his uncle, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And they used to call him Abayi was sometimes called Nachmeni. That's a question. So some Rishonim say his name was Nachmeni, he was named after the grandfather. Rabba Bar Nachmeni was his uncle, so the grandfather was Nachmeni. And they used to call him, Rabba used to call him Tatanyu, Abaye. Abba means Tata, father. So because his nephew Abai, had the same name as his father, so he used to call him Tatanyu because his father's name was Nachmeni. That's what some say. Others say no, they gave him a name Nachmeni. That wasn't his real name. Nachmeni was, he was an Oval, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebi Menachem Da'Avel. And some Rishonim say that the word Abai is really Rosh Yetevas, Shebucha Yerucham Yosem. That's a lotion from the Novi, from one and a half Torahs. Sheh b'cho yirucham yosam. Whatever. So Behi, but Abaye was raised by his uncle Rabba, and he refers to him all the time as Mar. El Amar Abaye. Abaye says, I heard a shtikl Torah from a Rabba, and the shtikl Torah was on a different area of Halacha and Hilchos Maisa Oni, but we can apply, Abaye thinks, we can apply what Rabba said to the case at hand. The Gemara is going to reject it. Gemara's going to say, but it's still shver. Mikom kasha here. The second narrow line before the wide lines. And on the base, the Gemara says, Mikom kom kasha, but you're still left with the original kasha that Abai asked. He gave a whole shtickel Torah, and then the Gemara says, it doesn't answer the kasha. Maybe it's relevant, maybe the shtickel Torah that Abai heard from Rabbi can relate to a different case, and then I'm happy of that. Maybe it relates to a different case, but it can't relate to this case, so we're still left with the kasha. So the final answer was, the Tatum is always made. But Abai originally starts off like the Elo Kide Rabba. He heard a shtickel Torah from his stepfather, so to speak, his uncle who raised him, Kidemar, like you heard from Rabbi Ditanya. This is a very hard Gemara. Rashi has two interpretations on the Gemara. Rashi writes on the first wide line on Amud Beis, Utfos Loshen Rishon. He thinks the first pshat is better than the second pshat. Second pshat is in the middle over here on Amud Beis. And Zayin Amud Beis, there's a long Rashi. In the middle you have two dots and it says, Lishnachrina. A second interpretation. So Rashi has the first pshat, then he has Lishnachrina, second pshat. Then he writes on the first wide line, Utfos Loshen Rishon. He thinks the first pshat is more correct. So let's see what is the din and what are the pshatim over here? What's going on here? And Taisus also has what to contribute here. All the Rishonim have what to say. It's an important Gemara. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Kid Amar, I think Rabbah's Vart that I heard from my Rebbe. Rabbah is going to be relevant here. The Tanya have a Braisa. What's the din? In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh chumas and maisers before you eat anything that grows. All fruits and vegetables and grains and bebalach and whatever grows, roi lachila, you have to be, everything is tevel, sometimes tevel menatar, sometimes tevel medirabban, you have to be mafresh chumas and maisers. When you mafresh maiser oni, this is a 7-year cycle, so the 3rd year and the 6th year is maiser oni. The 1st year and the 2nd year, you mafresh chumas and maisers, maiser sheni. The 3rd year, instead of Maisa Sheni, Mafresh Maisa Oni. And then the 4th year and the 5th year is a repeat of the 1st year and the 2nd year. And the 6th year is a repeat of the 3rd year, in Mafresh Trumagdala, Maisa Rishon, and Maisa Oni. So who has a right to take Maisa Oni? Aniyim. What's the definition of an Oni? What's the definition of an Oni? Just yesterday, I was telling over a story. I remember I was coming by. I spoke for the OU in California at the end of December. This must have been 20 years ago, maybe more than 20 years ago. So the plane was delayed. The plane was coming back to New York. The plane was delayed. So I was sitting in the airport waiting there. So somebody from the business class walks to the back to use the washroom. He looked familiar. I didn't remember exactly who he was. So when he comes back, he stops by my room. He says, "Hi, Reb, how are you?" He learned the Mashiach probably 50 years ago, 45 years ago. So I say, "What do you do?" He used to live in Los Angeles. He used to be a radiologist. He read x-rays, a radiologist. And it tells me something ridiculous. He used to make up his $2 million a year. And then he says he decided he's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. So he moved to Eretz Yisrael and he bought a home in Savion, very, very wealthy area, Savion. And he says he only makes $500,000 a year. And he says his wife can't get used to living in poverty. So he's going to have to move back to America. So I felt a bit for him. He was wearing sneakers without any socks. I was going to give him a $5 bill never to buy a pair of socks. He can't afford to buy a pair of socks. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz if you have to live in poverty. Only if it's within reason. Nebuchadnezzar's wife can't make it on $500,000 a year. So the question is, what's the definition of an oni? Who has the right? I don't know what the end of the story is. I don't know where he is now. I haven't seen him since. So the question is, what's the definition of an oni? So Rashi quotes half of this story from the Mishnah. If someone has Mosayim Zuz, then he's called an Oshir. What do you mean he has Mosayim Zuz? He has underwear, he has a Shabbos suit and a weekday suit, and he has a bed, and he has a chair, and a kitchen table, and a refrigerator. Of course, it's worth Masayim Zuz. That's called an Asher. So Tosa says, no, the little Tamishi Yesh Lehoyel Abatim. Lamar Bibatim Shador Bohem. Tanama Masechus Pei Eim Chai Ben Osa Limka Beso Klei Tashmisha. And Osha means a person has Masaim Zuz leaving out. He needs a bed, he needs a weekday suit, he needs a Shabbos day suit, he needs a pair of shoes, he needs underwear, he needs a pair of tefillin. So you discount all of that. Orthodox Jews need a lot of things to live. You discount all those things that he has. The extra property that he owns, does he own Masayim Zuz? If he owns Masayim Zuz, then he's considered an Oshir and is not entitled to take Lekik Shikhapeh or Maisa Oni. That's all Miyuchad for Anim. So that's one kind of an Oshir, one who owns Masayim Zuz of property. Then another Oshir, the Mishnah has, even if he doesn't own an extra Masayim Zuz, but he has a steady income. He has a job, and every week he makes enough to make ends meet. He doesn't have any savings at all. He has enough to make ends meet every week. So if he has a steady income, he's called an usher. He's not allowed to take leket shikhepe maiserani. I have one son-in-law who learned America Sarav, so he says, they asked Rabbi Ram Shapiro, they have in Yerushalayim, my name come all the time. So the same guy comes every week. He comes to collect the tzedakah. They asked the Rabbi Avram, was the Rosh Yeshiva. They mechuyev to give him tzedakah. So he says he has a steady income. So he's not mechuyev to give. He has a din of an usher. Not mechuyev to give him tzedakah. He has a steady income.
That includes the yeshiva?
Huh?
That includes the yeshiva?
The steady, yeah, yeah. He had a good sense of humor. Rabbi Avram had a good sense of humor. Yeah. So where did they get this magical number, Masayim Zuz? Where is that pasuk in the Chumash? Masayim Zuz. What is Masayim Zuz? Masayim the Diksuba. The Diksuba is Masayim Zuz. There are four Zuzim in a shekel. So Masayim Zuz is 50 shkolim. 50 times 4 is Masayim Zuz. Yeah, what does that represent? Why is the Diksuba? What's the whole idea of a Diksuba? In case the husband divorces his wife, in case the husband dies, you have to give the girl a chance to find the shidduch. So we say it may take her up to a year to find the shidduch. So we want to give her ikar ksuba, the masayim zuz, is what one would need to live on for a year. Today you would need more than how much is 50 shkolim? 50 shkolim. How much is pidyon haben? It's 5 shkolim. So 50 is 10 times 5 is 50. How much is pidyon haben? I think the biggest machmer would say around $100 today. Pidyon haben. So 10 times $100 is enough to live on for 1 year. Pidyon haben is 5 shkolim. So that's Rav Moshe has a tshuva. We better figure out, years ago in America, when a couple would get divorced, the husband had to pay alimony to the wife. So alimony was way more than the whole ksuba was worth. So the rabbanim wouldn't make the husband who would divorce his wife, wouldn't make him pay the ksuba. She's collecting alimony, so she's getting, that's the same thing. The ksuba is alimony, so she's collecting the alimony. But then they changed all laws because of the feminist movement, they changed all the laws. So sometimes the wife has to pay alimony to the husband. It's not what, it's such rachmanis, the women are such nitwits that they can't make a living. Sometimes the husband is the nitwit and the wife makes all the money. So because of the feminist movement, so they changed all the laws. So the husband doesn't always have to pay alimony to the wife. Sometimes she has to pay him. But there's a din of ksuba. There's a din of ksuba. Moshe says, now we got to figure out how much the ksuba is. So Rav Moshe quotes the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim quoted. What is this Masayim Zuz by the tzedakah? Masayim Zuz, if you have Masayim Zuz, aside from your table and chair and your bed and your Shabbos day clothing and weekday clothing and shoes and so on. What is Masayim Zuz about? Masayim Zuz, you have enough to live for 1 year. Yeah, by us, Masayim Zuz is not enough to live for 1 year. So today, if you're going to determine who is called an ani, kind of way more than the value of Masayim Zuz. But that's in the days of the Tanaim, that's what they're talking about. So whoever has Masayim Zuz is considered an Osher. If he has only 199 Zuz, he doesn't have Masayim Zuz, so he's allowed to take, if they give him payer, leket shikhepeh masayim, even if they give him a ton. How does Rashi quote? The bottom line in Rashi, on Zayin Amin Aleph, Hoyolo Masayim Zuz Chosa Diner, if he's missing $1, Afilu Nosn Lo Shava Elab Zuz B'Masachas Yito, if he's an Ani, He can take Maaser Ani a whole ton at a time, $5,000 worth, $100,000 worth of Maaser Ani. But if he's an Asher, he's not allowed to take a penny. So this Brisa has Aresh Oyla Batim, so it's a Kramim. He has karkoas that are worth Masayim Zuz. So strictly speaking, he's an Asher. So he's not allowed to take any Maaser Ani. However, Ein Emotzi L'Mochron. But it's Kama Hushavalim Kabashuk Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. Bosa Zman, it's not Shavalimka. He's not going to get Masayim Zuz if he sells all the stuff now. Ein Emotzi L'Mochron right now. So the din is Machilam. He has a right to take some Maaser Ani. He can take half. Half of what? Half of what is unclear. Those are the two Pirushim and Rashi. Half of what? So he's allowed to take ad machtza. Unclear. He's not allowed to take. Not allowed to take elav zuz bevasachas, but he's allowed to take ad machtza, some amount. The havinim bo mi estakashim. The havi bemar and rabbe, my rebbe, estakasha on his brisa. Hey chidami, what's the case over here? If sometimes real estate is high, sometimes real estate is low. So if it's a couple of years where real estate is low, people are just not paying so much money. No one's buying any real estate. So it's not shava limka masayim zuz. Kamo shava limka bosa mokam bosa mokam. It's not shava masayim zuz. Why doesn't he have the right to take even elev zuz bevasachas? The extra karka that he owns doesn't make him into an asher because it's not shava limka bosa mokam bosa zman. It's not shava limka masayim zuz. Ela the case must be the oiker aris of the kol yam. Everybody's karka is up higher, yoker. It's more valuable. Only the day his karka is worth less. Why? I did dad menafik azuz. People see that he's nervous for money. He lets everybody know he wants to sell his karka because he's desperate, he needs cash. Because whatever, some project or whatever, he wants to marry off a child, he needs some money. So that's, but really his karka really is worth masayim zuz. He was posheya that people know that he's in need of cash, so they're not going to give him the full amount. So the Gemara says, Vididei, the last line, Vididei, his karka is worth less. Why? I did the alvin off of Azuz. Since he's running in and running out, he's nervous and needs money, Zolare, so his karka went down in value. So the Gemara says he shouldn't be allowed to take any Maaserani at all. I feel a puta nami lo leisvile. Even a little bit of Maaserani you shouldn't take. Why do you allow him to take a little bit at machza, whatever that means? That, what does Rashi say? The top Rashi, I feel a puta nami lo leisvile, you shouldn't give him anything. Shavu's karka is a masayim zuz. The karka is really worth masayim zuz. He's an asher. He's really an asher. So we don't understand pshat in the brisa. Manam shach, is the guy an asher? Is he an ani? How is he somehow in between that is allowed to take partial maaser ani ad machza? What does it mean? What does it mean ad machza? And why is he in between? And I heard from Rabbi, my Rebbe, my uncle who raised me, Rabbi said the Teretz is that it's seasonal. The pshat and the brisa must be that like the fur coats, in the winter they cost more, in the summer they cost less, and the bathing suits, in the summer they sell for more, and the winter they sell for less, because there's not as many, not such a great demand. So it was Lo Tzricha. The meaning always was that they used to buy the karkos in this. The v'yom in this and yikar arisa, v'yom b'tishrei zol arisa. That's seasonal. During the springtime is when people buy karkoas, so there's a greater demand, so the karkoas cost more money. In Tishrei, hardly anybody wants to buy any karkoas. Rashi gives the whole explanation. Why? Taisa talks about the explanation. How does it? Rashi gives an explanation. It only applies to karka where you're planting something. Taisa says, what if you're selling a house? You're not planting anything. So why should it make a difference between this and the Tishrei? Whatever. That's what the Gemara says. The value of the real estate goes up and down. It's a seasonal thing. Some seasons of the year it's worth more and some seasons of the year it's worth less. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is, Shavis is kamo shavlim kabashuk bosa makam bosa zman. That's the Mishnah Nerech. And Eila hegda shalom mekom of a shaito. So somehow, Rabbi claims that we consider it as if the karka has the both values. It has the value of Nisan, has the value of Tishrei. So it's a tarte disastri. what is the correct value? So whenever you have a tarta de sasser, you treat it like a sofek. Let's say a person is a chatzi ebed v'chatzi ben chor. Something is both karka and metaltalim. Sometimes you have a tarta de sasser. This is the Ritva has Rav Soloveitchik gave a yortzeit drosha on this. So he quoted the Ritva that I think that Rakachava was the one who made famous that Ritva. There's a Gemara in Yuma, in the Mems in Yuma. The Gemara has a sofek. When the Kohen Gadol does Kemitza on a Mincha, when the Kohen Gadol takes Malach Hofnav, Torah Samim Dako, so what about Benat Binayim? Whatever flower, by the Mincha, whatever flower is in the hand is Kometz. Whatever is outside is not Kometz. She's right. By Malach Hofnav, Torah on Yom Kippur, whatever is in the Malach Hofnav is Malach Hofnav, it has to be a Makter. Whatever is out there is not. What about what's stuck in between the fingers? What about Ben Abinaimau? Is that a chelik of the comets by the Mincha? Is that a chelik of the Ktoris on Yom Kippur, Moloch Hofnum, Ktoris Amandaka, or not? So the Gemara raises the shayla. So the Gemara says, maybe it's Rova, I forgot about it. The Gemara says, Basel de Bayo Hoda Pashto, after he raised the issue, he was pashed the Sufik, he came to the conclusion that it's a Sufik. So what was the conclusion? That's what he knew all along. That's what he declared. So the Ritva asks. The Ritva asks that. What's Pshat and Gemara? So the Ritva says, no. He had originally a Sofik, is a Kibifnim, a Kibachutz. Does it have a din like Malach Hofnov, inside or outside? Came to the conclusion that it's both. It's a Tata de Sasri. Whenever you have a Tata de Sasri, the Aloha treats it as if it were a Sofik. And the Ritva says, Moshe Lamadavadayim, like Bein Ashmoshes. That's a Chiddush. What does it mean? Benashmash Saf Yam Safikla. Not that you don't know when Yom ends and when Laila begins. At sunset, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later. No. This block of time, Benashmash, has the status of Yom and of Laila, which is a Tata de Sasri. Whenever you have a Tata de Sasri, the Halacha says they treat it as if it were a Safi. The Rav Soloveitchik used that concept, that Ritva, in other areas of Halacha as well. The Halacha never excluded the Tata de Sasri. You can have a Tata de Sasri. Even though it's a little illogical, you can have a Tata de Sasri. So that's where Rabbah seems to be assuming over here. You have Karka that has two different prices. The price now is one, the price next season, summer, winter, different price. So we treat it as if the Karka has both prices, and therefore he has a din of a Sofek, whether he's an Oni or not an Oni. So what's the din? Okay, so we said, but Lineta, tomorrow we got to continue. What's the din? Okay. Okay.